Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
600 kilohertz offset. The FARA VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Fakia Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 hertz subaudible PL private line tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to FARANET at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding amateur radio topics such as operating procedures, policies, rules, best practices, and any other similar information related to the radio art. So normally we start with announcements. I don't have any. I notice that the repeater is being triggered by lightning, so it could be a bit tricky tonight. But if anyone has any announcements, please interject now.
At 7OVV.
Roger Brad, go ahead.
Hi, John. Well, I actually wasn't expecting you tonight. I was just about ready to key up, and there you were. I appreciate that. That's great. Just real general announcements. Tomorrow, of course, is the club meeting, 7:15 p.m., as always, and we will definitely have WebEx one way or another. So, however, it's a good idea to monitor the repeater, and we will also make an effort of notifying people if there's a problem on the repeater. Piggy test session coming up on August 20th, 9:30 a.m., then you can get more information on our homepage. And then, of course, the informal breakfast coming up, as usual, the last Saturday of the month. Other than that, there's not a lot going on this month. I guess that's pretty much it. Back to you, N7IBB.
Roger, Brad. Thank you for that. I think we'll go to check-ins now. We'll take any EchoLink contacts right now due to the long period. EchoLink contacts, please transfer now.
This is Kilo Quebec Ford Charlie Mike G. I'm still learning the phonetic alphabet. I just tested Tuesday, got my license call sign this morning, so I've just been messing around. And I tried to hit you earlier from a handheld, but I can listen, can't hit it, decided I would try out the EchoLink software, and here I am.
Perfect. You're most welcome. Could you repeat the call sign again? K4 Charlie Mike.
KQ4CMG.
Updated weather information. Flood warning. Flood watch.
Thank you. I got that as KQ4BMG. Bravo Mike Golf. Is that correct?
Charlie Mike Golf. Sorry.
No problem. It's probably my note taking. I'm not very good at this. First time I've done it. So Kilo Quebec 4 Charlie Mike Golf. Most welcome. Are there any more other EchoLink callers, please? Okay, nothing heard. Mobile stations. Are there any mobile stations out there? Could they please make their presence known? Thank you.
This is K1HTV Mobile in Warrington, heading over to K1RA. So I'll be there in about 3 minutes.
Roger, thank you. Thanks, Rich. We'll contact you then. Are there any other mobiles? Over. Nothing heard. Okay, well, let's hear from the fixed stations now. Could you please just slowly give me a call sign and I'll take it down. Thank you very much.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray.
This is Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo. This is K2PI.
This is W4, Romeo Kilo Uniform.
This is Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima.
This is KN4MLX, in and out.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, in and out.
This is Kilo 1, Radio America.
This is KQ4AUA, in and out.
Q4BCM, in and out.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango.
Okay, we'll hold it there. I'll just go through the list. Apologies for this interference from God, I guess. Just the way it is tonight. So I've I've got K1HTV mobile, K04WYX, K3FR, K2PI, W4RKU. I'll say again, W4RKU, KN4SPL. I didn't quite catch the call sign, K4 something APY, APX, I guess. I guess that's Becker, in and out. KO4VNZ, in and out. K1RA, KQ4AUA, in and out. K4VCO, I think I'm missing something there too, in and out. And W8BT. Continue from there. If there's any questions, please come back.
KQ4GGN7IBV.
Roger, Brad.
Could I get some verifications on a couple of calls? I'm logging them for you, and there's a couple that I was a little confused on. First of all, KQ4CMG, I'm not seeing you coming up in QRZ's website. Have we got your call correctly? That's Kilo, Quebec, 4, Charlie, Mike, Golf. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Michael Fisher. I don't know what that system is. I do know that I tested Tuesday and I got my call sign this morning. But other than that, and I know I could see it through ULS, but I don't know what the other one that you're using is.
Okay, no problem. They probably just haven't caught up with it yet. And then let's see here. Let's see. Janice, it's Kilo November 4, Mike Lima X-ray, I believe, right?
That is correct. KN4MLX.
And then I think one of the other girls over there, I got the call wrong. Kilo Quebec 4, what was the rest of that? Sorry, you got all kinds of them. I got AUA. I got Rachel and Janice, and there was another one that checked in. I think it was one of the girls over there.
Yeah, Brad, that would have been KQ4BCM, Michelle.
Okay, I'm Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Charlie November.
Negative, Bravo Charlie Mike.
Oh, it's better. Okay, great. Thanks for that. I guess that's all I've got that I need, so back to you, John. Thank you for GG and 7IVV.
Roger, thanks, Brad, for taking the net logger. I'm not set up for that. So, while this interference persists, let's go down through the list. K1HTV will just skip for now because he's probably still arriving at Andy's K1RAs. K04WYX, please go ahead now.
This is K04WYX, Matt. Not much going on this week, hiding from the rain. I have been playing with logging software, trying to find my daily logger. I actually talked to Rich at the breakfast about his recommendation. It totally intimidated me, so I'm trying log for old men. That one actually I'm a little bit more comfortable with so far. So I've been having fun playing with that and integrating that with some of the programs I've been using, so I'm enjoying that. And playing a little APRS too, I'm going to try to learn how to do. So ham is great if you got all the time in the world because there's so many things to do, and I just got to pick the top three, and I'm having trouble doing that. But that's all I got going on. Looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow at the meeting. This is KO4WYX. I'm back to Matt.
Roger, thanks, Matt. His logging software is an interesting discussion. Everybody has a different idea there. I can't offer any input there, but hopefully K1HTV or people that have used a variety of them can. Okay, moving on to K3FR. Ron, how are you this evening? Over.
Thank you. Good evening, John and the group. This is Kilowatt3E, Foxtrot Romeo. Well, I am well. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. And we have had a little bit of 6-meter activity over the early part of the week, mostly down into the Gulf area, and also started to pick up the 265 activity as well on 6 meters, though only locally at this point. No longer distance. I did try one run out to Michigan, and we did not, neither one of us saw signals. So we'll get that thing working back up in the air soon. look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night, AK4GG, KE3FR.
Yeah, Roger, Ron, that's great. I'm glad to hear there's some DX going on, even if it's local. Over to K2PI, regular on the net. How are you this evening? Over.
Good evening, AK4GG in the net from K2PI. Name is Harv, H-A-R-V, located here in Warrenton. And good to hear everybody on the net. Also good to hear my daughters checking in. Great to hear them on. I just do want to announce that KQ4AUA, Rachel, got her general this past weekend at Berryville Hamfest. So got two general hams in the house, a technician, Michelle, and myself. So four ham family, and excited to see the girls getting active. Spent the week doing a bunch of things around the shack. I've been organizing some cables. I don't know what it is. I don't know if there's a law, anybody's ever studied it from the perspective of physics or probability, but there is like an almost infinite probability that any cable that you lay in your amateur shack behind the radios will eventually become entangled with other cables no matter where you put it. And so that's something I have to do every now and then. And mathematically, maybe my daughter Rachel, who's got a mathematics degree, can figure it out, but I can't. And I just know I have to do it all the time. So I've been doing a bunch of labeling so that I can find all the cables, and that's been fun. I've also put some new switches in, some new coax switches, so I can switch some multiple transmitters to multiple antennas. Let me drop it for a moment. I really, you know, for years I've never really done that. I've only switched antennas and had a single radio. And if I wanted to put other radios on, I've gone ahead and disconnected one and connected it to the other. But you know, I started looking at it, and I said, wait a second, I wonder if these things work in the other way. And sure enough, if you've got enough isolation and a good, decent coax switch, you can switch radios to antennas, multiple radios to antennas, and not have to worry about any crosstalk hurting your transmitters while you're transmitting with another one. So I've been doing that, and that's made life a lot easier in the shack here. I get about 40 to 60 dB of isolation between ports. And using good alpha-delta coax switches, I don't have to worry about switching antennas. And I never knew that in 45 years of hamming. Also been taking apart a whole bunch of old hard drives here. And one of the things that comes out of everyone is some really nice rare earth magnets. And I have no idea what to do with them. I want to know if anybody on the net has any use for them or has any ideas about what to do with them. I've got probably a dozen or so. And they're kind of useful, but I just don't know what to do with them in my shack. Also operated the CWT today, CWOP CWT and QRP, and enjoyed that a lot. So I've been busy. AK4QG, back to net, K2PI.
Yeah, Roger, thank you, Harv. Yeah, it does sound like you've been busy, and congratulations to Rachel on getting her general at Berryville. That's very impressive, too. Yeah, rare earth magnets out of hard drives. I think K1RA might have something to talk about that. I know he has a whole bunch of hard drives with similar properties. Over to W4RKU. How are you this evening? Over.
Hey, K4GG. This is W4RKU in the net. Good evening, John. Thanks for taking the net tonight. Nice to hear a new voice doing net control. I've been doing fine. Been working on a little project. Decided to build myself a... Just take a shot at one of those tape measure Yagis after the last fox hunt. And I was on the CWT at the same time as Harv, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry I missed him. I didn't see him up there, or I would have spun down this particular CD. I don't know if he's running or just search and pound thing. But other than that, fans were like, talking to somebody on the phone in the middle of a bar. It was really, because the storms are starting to come then, too. But other than that, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on the at the meeting tomorrow night, and hopefully we will not have any technical issues. So.
Oh, Joe, thank you. Yes, I hope we don't have any technical issues either. I will be presenting something sleep-inducing on radar systems, so hopefully everybody can attend. Over to Bob, KN4SPL. This is AK4GG.
Good evening, John. Kevin and you were doubling for a little bit, so I would just like to see if Kevin wanted to finish his statement. Back to you.
AK4GG, would you like me to finish?
Sorry, I buzzed in there. Yeah, please go ahead. W4ATU, AK4GG.
Thanks, Bob. I think all I had to say at the end was that sorry I missed working hard today. I don't know if he was running or searching for pouncing, but I said the bands sounded like you were talking on a cell phone in the middle of a crowded bar because of the noise and the coming thunder showers. So that's all. I'll turn back over to you now, John. AK4GG, this is W4RKU.
Roger, sorry about that, Kevin. Over to you, Bob. KN4SPL.
Again, good evening, John. Thanks for running the net. This is KN4SPL. Not a whole lot to discuss here. Sorry I missed Berryville. Wasn't feeling too great on Sunday. I think I'm exhausted working in the heat of late. So I'm hoping with these, even though it was a bad round of storms that came through, I think it's going to knock the humidity out, and I really appreciate some lower humidity. What I've been doing in the hobby, just been working on the antennas in the backyards. Right now, just working a little FT8 on 20, doing a little bit of DX into Europe, so I'm just happy to be making some FTA contacts. So that's about all that's going on here. So AK4GG, KN4SPL, back to net.
Roger, thanks, Bob. Baker was in and out. And KO4VNZ, if I've got that correctly, was also in and out. Over to you, Andy, K1RA, AK4GG.
Okay, was Chuck really in and out? You might want to check with him. I thought he was in. But anyway, Dad just left the premises, so unfortunately, I missed the entire beginning of the net. I don't know what comments were made, but good evening to all. It was good to see folks at the Hamfest and Berryville, and see some new faces of some call signs I'd run across here on the repeater recently, who I had never met in person before, so all good. I guess for me, as some of you may have seen on the group's IO, my Kraken SDR came in couple of days back. Unfortunately, the developers have still yet to publish the software for it. So as far as doing any remote direction finding, radio direction finding, or some of the radar capabilities that it has, passive radar, still yet to play with that. But given that it's based on the very common RTL SDR chipset dongles that we've all probably bought for $9 to $20 back in the day. It works with all the software that that those work with. The nice thing about the Kraken is there's one USB port, and it presents itself as five separate RTL receivers. So one of the first things I tried out was something that Alan KY4DN was talking about playing with recently was SDR Trunk, the P25 scanner capable software that you can run with the RTLs and air spies. And set it up, plugged in the Kraken, and sure enough, it detected all five receivers and put in the control channel for a Fauquier County simulcast, and off it went. It was very, very clear. Of course, I'm only about a mile or two from the mountain, so real good copy, but it was interesting to see multiple RTLs taking on different channels and decoding audio and fairly painless. But more to follow on its real capabilities as I make some inroads into getting the software from Kraken RF. I guess that's it. Back to net. K1RA.
Roger. Thank you, Andy, and thanks for the update on the Kraken. I have one in order. It's supposed to be sent out, or starting to be sent out on August the 17th. And I know John and Steve also are awaiting theirs. So, thanks for at least looking at it and seeing what capabilities it has so far. Also, Harv, K2PI, was wondering what to do with his rare earth magnets and hard drives. Did you have any recommendations there, Andy? K1RA.
Yeah, I will say that I've had tens of hard drives that I've stripped over the years to pull the rare earth magnets out. They're very useful for just holding things to the refrigerator that will never fall down. You can make some pretty cool toys with them, and if you have some of the round ones, drop them down a metal pipe and look how slowly they will fall. You would think they'd fall right through a metal pipe, but they don't. So there's some pretty cool physics tricks that you can do with them for kids to blow their minds. But nothing really practical that I've used. So back to Nat, K1RA.
Andy, thanks for that. KQ4AUA, a new ham. In and out. Hopefully we'll hear you on the repeater later, Rachel. I didn't quite catch the call sign, K4VCO, perhaps, also in and out. So up to W8BT, how are you this evening?
Hey, good evening, John, and all of the net. Thanks for doing the net. I'm doing much better. I've been feeling kind of rough for the last couple weeks, and sadly I ended up missing Berryville on Sunday, but starting to feel a lot better. I've made a big change in my life, too, and looking forward to that and feeling much better in the future. The only thing I really have to add right now is to Harv's question on the physics on the cables you put behind your radio. I believe that's called the law of spaghettification. But that's about all I've got for net. Just glad to be feeling better, and hope everyone has a good week. Thanks for going to that, John. W8BT, back to net.
Roger, yes, spaghettification is also what happens when you fall into a black hole, but it's a very long, thin string. So just put a call out for any more callers. Just wondered if anybody else is out there that wants to join the net.
HTV Mobile, back on the road.
And 7IVV.
Okay, K1HTV, Rich, how are you this evening?
Doing fine, John. Good to see you out at Berryville, and thanks for doing the net. Just leaving Warrington. I left Andy's place. Had to pick up a couple fans. I've got some old solar panels. I'm going to put a couple of fans on the peak of the roof of the shed. I've got a 24 by 12 shed, and it gets pretty warm in there. And the upper part of the fan. I was doing some work on the lawnmower, working down low, and it's fine. As soon as I stood up, I just get gas with all the hot air. So I'm going to put a couple fans and draw air from the north side towards the south side, and hopefully take some of the hot air out. And have it run by the solar panels alone, no battery. As long as the sun's running, the fans will run. So I had to pick up a couple 12-volt fans from Andy's, as he strips a lot of computers, and of course he has come up with quite a few fans. So thanks to Andy for the fans. Not too much going on. The 6-meter band is kind of dying out, as it usually does this time of the year. There were a couple openings, fairly good openings to the West Coast the past couple of days, and then some single hop. But the big DX season is pretty much over. We're just hoping for the solar flux to climb, maybe get some F2 skip. We have not had much of that for a couple of cycles, so keep our fingers crossed that the sun will wake up a little bit more. The HF bands, I'll be focusing more now on the HF bands now that 6 is going to sleep for a while. Yesterday, after a couple of days of K index of 6, dropped down to 4 and then down to 3. And this morning, yesterday morning, was able to work over to India quite easily on 20. Good signal around mid-morning of U2 DED. So 20 is back to its sort of normal self again. Looking forward to the HF conditions improving as we get into the fall. Some of the propagation across the pond will improve on the HF bands. That's about it from here. Heading west on 211 towards home. AK4GG from K1HTV Mobile.
Roger. Thanks, Rich. And, stay cool, I guess. Brad, N7IVV.
AK4GG, N7IVV. Yeah, thanks, John. A question for Rich to think about for a moment before I turn it back over to you, John. I was wondering if he could give us just a real quick synopsis of how best to potentially hear, at least hear, any meteor scatter communications going on this weekend. There was a meteor shower and I noticed that there's actually some contests this weekend that focus on the meteor scatter potential there. So, and I know he works that, and I can never remember which frequencies are the best ones to monitor, but if he could do that. I don't usually give weather reports at all on these things, but today was one of the most spectacular electrical storms I think I've ever seen here in Virginia in the last 20 years that I've been here. It was very spectacular. I was joking with somebody saying that I had a wire hanging out the window charging my batteries just from the static electricity in the air. But had a number of flash bangs, you know, where the lightning is so close, there's really no delay between that and the thunder. And oddly enough, with all of my antennas connected, I still have radios that work. So go figure. That's an argument for another night. But look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night, and I'm looking forward to John's presentation, whether it puts me to sleep or not. I think it'll be exciting and fun. So back to you, John, and if Rich has got time to quickly touch on meteor scatter, that would be great. And 7IVV.
K1HTV, Rich, can you make any comment there, please?
John, this is K1HTV Mobile. Meteor scatter, on 6 meters, the meteor scatter is done on 50.260 is the calling frequency. Most of the guys will call CQ, and the preferable way, if there's a big meteor shower on, is to call CQ and monitor another frequency. I won't go with the procedure, but basically you set your radio up for like a 10 KC split, physical split, not just the tone split. Your tone always is at 1500 hertz, but you set the radio up for a 10 kilohertz split, and you call CQ, and there's a way, if you read the software, read the WSJTX manual on meteor scatter, it'll tell you how to set it up. So basically what it does, it calls CQ, like CQ250 in your call, and it's really telling the other person that you're listening on 250, and you actually do listen on 250 while you're transmitting your CQs on 260. When somebody comes back, you just switch your radio from split back to the same frequency and make that same frequency 250 receive, 250 transmit. So you hear guys calling CQ, and by the way, that's if you happen to hear a guy calling CQ that way, the software will actually automatically switch your radio to transmit on the other frequency, I believe. But that's probably your best frequency. The other thing you can do. Is listen to the TV signals from Canada on channel 2 and channel 3. I believe it's 54.260 or 250 and 60.250. I believe it's the video carrier, and you want to check video carrier for channel 2. You'll see that the main frequency will be something .250 plus or minus 10. There are some channels that are plus 10 offset, some are minus 10. But if you just sort of park your receiver on that frequency, if you have an SDR, for instance, don't be surprised to hear a lot of bursts coming through that way, much more so than you'll hear from ham activity, if you're interested in that. I believe Harv K2PI has done quite a bit of that also. That's about it. Anything else you need as far as answering questions? Let me pass it directly to Brad, who asked the question. Did I answer all of that, or do you have more to ask?
That's on K2PI.
Are you using on WSJTX?
Okay, Harv wants to chime in. Yeah, I missed your first question. First part of the question. Say again.
What mode are you using on WSJTX?
Oh, MSK144. Just go to the mode pull-down menu, select MSK144.
Roger. Harv, K2PI.
This is K2PI. I just wanted to actually add a little bit to what Rich said. There's actually only, I think, one remaining analog television transmitter left in Canada. And if you center your receiver in CW mode on 61.260 megahertz, you'll start hearing meteor pings from that. And it's pretty consistent. If you have a decent antenna up, even a disc cone or a small dipole, on 61.260 megahertz, you'll start hearing meteor pings. They're pretty obvious, and
They can be long, they can be short. Not all of the burns are very long, but I've graphed thousands and thousands of them over time, and it's usually a pretty reliable place to listen. There's another place online. If you don't have that equipment, you can go to livemeteors.com, livemeteors.com, and there's another ham up in the Northern Virginia area who has a receiver on that frequency with an antenna pointed up towards Canada, and you can listen to meteor pings all day long streaming through that. So that's also quite interesting, and I kind of have a good time listening to that sometimes, comparing it to what I'm hearing. Sometimes I hear things he doesn't, sometimes he hears stuff I don't, and it's kind of interesting. Back to net, AK4GG, K2PI.
K1RA with comment. Andy, K1RA, go ahead, please.
Live Meteors, good site, up and running, I've been listening to it. My comment regards where to find people for Meteor Scatter. If you go to Ping Jockey or Google Ping Jockey, you will find, I believe it's N0JK, is it? Yeah, N0UK runs pingjockey.net, www.pingjockey.net. It's basically a chat page for Meteor Scatter folks to set up skeds. You can just log in and kind of watch. You can also put a shout out and say, hey, I'm here and I'm looking west or I'm looking south. Just helps you to get a better chance at working somebody rather than, randomly listening and CQing. I'll let people know you're out there. So www.pingjockey.net. We'll get you there. Back to net, K1RA.
Roger, thanks, Andy. Are there any additional check-ins or re-checks?
Actually, I have one more comment.
Go ahead, K1RA.
Thanks, John. So I saw Kevin's note to the members that he has a microphone to give away at the meeting tomorrow night. I actually have some old linear power supplies, and probably nobody wants to carry around a linear power supply with an iron transformer anymore. But if you're a DIYer, especially if you're doing SDR work and you need a 5-volt linear supply that's nice and quiet, doesn't have any switching noise, I'm bringing a couple to the meeting, free for the taking, unless, of course, you guys are going to fight over it. But there's three of them here. I think two of them are 5 volts at a couple of amps each, and the other one is a dual 12-volt 5-volt. They're open face, so really probably meant for the DIYer who knows how to not stick their fingers in and get electrocuted. But anyway, more junk to be had. Back to net, K1RA.
Thanks, Andy. Yes, I did get a power supply from Andy back and bought a USB-C cord from cable from vendor in Berryville, so I'll put those together and power my Kraken when it arrives, and perhaps even an RPI-4. Any other additional check-in or rechecks, please?
K3FR.
Roger, Rod, and please go ahead.
Okay, just I had the 2-meter frequency for Meteor Scatters 150, so that's 144, 150, and the 70 centimeter is, and they expect that one to take a long, long time. was 432.360. Over.
Good information. Thanks, Ron. Any other check-ins or rechecks, please? Okay, I guess we'll wind this up. This is AK4GG. I should have given my name at the beginning, John Phillips, for the FARA General Net. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. If members or other listeners would like other information, please use our website. We'll see our website, I should say, w4va.org, or send a note to farinet@w4va.org. Feel free to continue discussions on this VH repeater, or because it's Wednesday, UHF repeater. It's on 442.25 plus 5 megahertz, and it uses the same PL tone, 167.9. Good luck on the lightning. It came very close to me. Lots of flashbangs, and it's taken out my internet, so I don't have any internet tonight. So I couldn't turn off the echo link, so luckily there wasn't too much traffic on that. But anyway, that's it. Have a good evening, guys, and stay safe. AK4GG clear.
On good net, K2PI.
K2PI, K1HTV.
K1HTV, K2PI.
Using the IC706, your deviation is very heavy. Very wide. You're louder than anything else.
Moment.
7IVV.
That's bad.
What was the frequency for that TV monitoring that up in Canada?
Moment.
61.260. 61.260.
The one was 55.240.
Yeah, that's the right frequency, 61.260. I'm okay now, right, Rich?
You're still very, very heavy. Andy, can you confirm compared to the other guys? Your harp sounds heavy.
Yeah, very, very hot. Yeah, if you're running the 706, I've had to crank my gain back to 1. I think 2 and above really is too much for FM.
It was because I had the compression on. I'd actually turned that on. I was using sideband on here. Is it better now?
Still very heavy.
Still high, but not as bad as it was earlier. Not as high as it was earlier. But, yeah, you could still come down. Yeah, if you're not running it at 1, I'd crank it down to 1. But, yeah, not falling outside the passband now.
This is at 1, K2PI.
Now you're sounding the same, a little bit stronger than Andy, but sounds much better.
Yeah, I put you on par with my dad and Brad, so I would run there for FM.
Interesting, because I've never changed this in 10 years. I had only turned on the compression because I was using this rig on HF for a little while, but that was it.
You've always been heavy, always been sometimes over deviating to the point where it'll actually swing out of the passband and chop syllables. And you don't want that to happen, so. Sounds much better. Yeah, I've had to run my 706 down to 1 on FM also. I'm not sure why such a variation is needed, but I guess it's a common thing with the 706. One block from home, 7-3 guys. Good net, John. Congrats on your first net control. Did a great job. And we'll see you guys again. See you during the week on the radio. Over to Harv, when you pick it up, Kevin HTB, mobile clear.
Yeah, so for 10 years I've been over deviating, and I finally get to know. Well, I guess that's par for the course for me. I didn't realize that the signal was that over deviated. I've been using this rig quite a bit. In fact, ran nets with it. Anyway, I'm glad it's working now, and I'll make sure to keep the deviation down or my gain down on this thing when I'm on FM. Good to hear everybody tonight. I'll turn it over to Andy, and I'll say 73 to everybody. K1RA, K2PI.
Okay, Harv. Good to hear all your daughters check in. Four hams from one household. That's I think probably a record for this net and repeater. 73, and we'll be checking out as well. Have a good night, all. K1RA.
73, all K1HTV mobile now going up the driveway.
K1RA, K3FR.
Would you call around K1HTV? You chopped the first call.
Yeah, K1HTV, K3FR. I was just wondering how my deviation is, since this is a relatively new rig, at least since April or so. It looks like I'm staying within 3.5 kilohertz of audio. I'm looking at the audio scope. K1HTV, K3FR.
Sounds good here. Sounds very good. Right, pull in the garage, 73, K1HTV.
Updated weather information. Flood warning. Flood watch.
K2PI, K3FR.
Yeah, K3FR, K2PI. What can I do for you?
Well, I'll just say thank you for that frequency. I was just turned on to it, and about 2 or 3 minutes ago, I got a good second and a half burn.
Cool, yeah, when it's active, and it's mostly at night, of course, because of the angle of the Earth, you will get some really fantastic burns, especially during meteor showers. You might want to try to graph them. I use Argo, A-R-G-O, which is really it's a QRSS software, but I find it works really good. Just take the audio input or audio output of the radio and pipe it to Argo, and then set it on like QRSS 15 or so, and it's a real slow graphing, and you'll catch a lot of stuff that way. At least you can don't have to be in front of the radio to see all the burns.
Yeah, no, I've done meteor scatter before. I've worked the one sky on 2 meter meteor scatter from here, and worked. W1 and I out to Missouri as well on 6 meters during meteor scatter.
So yeah, I'm no stranger to it. I just I knew about that frequency from Canada. Well, it looks like I just had a short pip there too. Anyway, yeah, just to try to distinguish them between the power line glitches and the burns, or I should say dusty particles. K2PI, K3FR.
K2PI. Yeah, of course. I wasn't implying that you hadn't operated meteor scatter, but copying the carrier frequencies from these TV stations is a little bit different because, I don't want to sit in front of the radio all the time and listen to it. And so I just graph it through Argo, and it gives me a good count. I can figure out basically how many meteors an hour I'm capturing. And that's kind of been an interesting thing to watch and learn from a little bit. There's other frequencies you can use, but most of them are not as powerful because the digital TV stations, their carrier frequencies are not as powerful. They don't use as much power on those. And so this last final analog station up there in Canada is kind of useful for that. In Europe, they've got a large radar system that pings all the time, and a lot of the Europeans use that, but we just don't have that here. So, anyway, good luck. Have fun watching the meteors. It's kind of fun. K3FR 73 K2PI.
73 Harp K3FR.